The latest in a relentless series of storms battered the California coast on Tuesday, with waves in some places 7 meters tall. The storms have caused widespread flooding, as 90% of the state's population was placed under a flash flood warning. In many places, water-saturated hillsides have collapsed in dangerous mudslides. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from communities all over the state.
We were watching other people being evacuated, and we just had no idea. It was just a shocker. And it was just unbelievable, you know, seeing the water come in and then it just gushing, just like a river.
In Sacramento, the state capital, utility crews worked to restore power. High winds have toppled trees and power lines, leaving more than 200,000 people without electricity on Tuesday. In Santa Cruz, the San Lorenzo River, normally just a trickle of water, became a muddy brown torrent. Beaches were piled high with debris. Nearby, enormous waves crashed against rocky cliffs, in one spot tearing away part of a residential street. The storms have proved costly and deadly.
People have been swept away in floodwaters and killed by trees knocked over in high winds. California's emergency agency estimates the damage may exceed $1 billion.
And it's not over.
The fact that we're not out of the woods, we expect these storms to continue at least through the 18th of this month. We expect a minimum 3 more of these atmospheric rivers in different shapes and forms, depending on different parts of the state.
Nearly half a meter of rain has fallen in some areas. Forecasters say downpours will continue on Wednesday. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Santa Cruz, California.